In a world brimming with noise and distractions, finding truth can be like a needle in a haystack. But what if there was a guide to help you navigate through the chaos? Introducing the Remnant Podcast with Jackie Wade, a podcast that delves into the heart of faith, spirituality, and life's biggest questions. Together, we will explore the depths of the Bible, tackle challenging topics, and seek out the true essence of living a life of faith in the digital age as a kingdom citizen. Each episode of The Remnant brings you insightful conversations, inspiring stories, and practical wisdom to empower your spiritual growth and help you to stay true to your faith in Jesus. Whether you're at home, on the go, or seeking a moment of peace amidst your busy day, The Remnant is here to uplift, enlighten, and inspire you. Subscribe to The Remnant Podcast on Podbean.com, iHeartRadio, Amazon Audible, Player FM, TuneIn, and Podchaser. Thank you for joining in on another episode of The Remnant Podcast.
Hello, thank you for joining The Remnant Podcast, and I want to welcome you to today's session on maintaining a kingdom mindset, even in the face of adversity. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to explore how Scripture guides us to persevere in faith, trusting in God's sovereignty and promises, and how adopting a kingdom perspective transforms our outlook on life challenges. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, we read, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And so this verse reminds us of the strength and endurance that comes from trusting in God's timing and purposes. I guess you ask, so how do we maintain a kingdom mindset and persevere in faith, especially when it seems easier to give up? Well, first, I want to tell you, it's by anchoring ourselves in the truth of God's word. Romans 8:28 assures us, it says, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And even in the midst of trials, we can trust that God is working all things together for our ultimate good." I want to encourage you today to hold on and don't give up. Don't look at your circumstance. Don't look at what you're going through right now with your natural eyes. You have to have faith to know that God will bring you through any and every situation. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. And once we realize that if God is for us, it's more than the whole world against us. Having a kingdom mindset also helps us to remember that our citizenship is not here on earth. Our citizenship is in heaven. Philippians 3:20 reminds us, it says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ." And as kingdom individuals, our perspective is shaped not by the temporary circumstances of this world, but by the eternal promises of God's kingdom. Stand on the promises of God. Listen, this mindset empowers us to face challenges with courage and hope, knowing that our ultimate victory is secured in Christ. Hallelujah. And so you may say, "Yeah, but I'm going through not having enough finances to pay my bills. I'm going through a sickness in my body. I'm going through losing a loved one that was dear to my heart. I am going through." Again, I want to encourage you to hold on. Don't give up. Get in the Word of God. Know that God wants the very best for us. And we will go through problems in this life. But as a kingdom citizen, remember that our citizenship is not here on earth, but in heaven. I want to encourage you to seek first the kingdom of God in every aspect of your life. Matthew 6:33 instructs us. It says, "Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you." When we prioritize God's kingdom agenda, we have love, we have justice, and righteousness. Everything else falls into place. It may not feel like it's going to fall into place. It may not look like it's going to fall into place. But God has a way of allowing everything that the people, kingdom citizens, go through to fall into place. So, How do we apply these practical principles in our daily lives? I want to tell you, you have to cultivate a habit of prayer and seeking God's guidance in every decision. In James 1 and 5, it tells us, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. That's a promise. Secondly, we have to align our actions with the values of God's kingdom. See, there are specific principles that the kingdom operates by. This means showing compassion to the marginalized, standing up for justice, extending forgiveness to those who have wronged us. We have to live by kingdom principles in order to experience this power that is available to us. Lastly, we have to stay connected to a community of believers who will encourage us, who will support us in our faith journey. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 tells us, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. That's amazing. It says, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Listen, as I conclude today, I want to encourage you to embrace your identity as a kingdom individual, as a kingdom citizen, and persevere in faith, knowing that God is faithful to fulfill his promises. I know that if God can do it for me, he can do it for you. So, before we end today, remember, have a kingdom mindset. Persevere in your faith. Don't give up, but hold on. And know that if God be for you, it's more than the whole world against you. Thank you for joining. I'm your host, Jackie Wade. Be blessed.
As we draw the curtain on another enriching episode of The Remnant Podcast, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to each one of our cherished listeners. Your support and engagement means the world to us. If you found inspiration, comfort, or a new perspective in today's episode, we invite you to share it with friends and family. Together, we can create a community of seekers and believers, united by the timeless truths we uncover. Remember to stay connected with the Remnant Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platforms to help us reach even more hearts. For daily doses of encouragement and updates, follow us on Facebook at The Remnant Podcast, on Instagram at The Remnant Podcast, and Podbean.com. Your journey doesn't end with this episode. There's more to explore, discuss, and discover together, and our prayer is that you will continue to prosper and be in good health and live confidently as a kingdom citizen.